Welcome to the Mental Minute, an AI-generated podcast. Today, we're going to be diving deep into the Pygmalion effect.
Okay.
And this is the idea that high expectations can actually lead to improved performance.
Right.
And we're not just talking about teachers and students here. We're talking about this effect popping up in workplaces, the military, even nursing homes.
Yeah, it's a fascinating concept. Essentially, the Pygmalion effect is saying that believing someone is capable can actually make them more capable.
So it's like our brains are kind of being tricked into living up to these expectations.
I wouldn't say tricked. It's more about the subtle ways our beliefs can shape our actions.
Okay.
You know, if you think about it, if you believe a student is gifted, you might give them more attention,
right,
more challenging assignments, and more encouragement.
Right.
And then all these things can contribute to that student actually performing better.
That makes me think about the Rosenthal-Jacobson study, where researchers told teachers that certain students were gifted,
right,
even though they were just randomly selected.
Yeah.
And those students ended up showing significant gains in their IQ scores.
That study is really what brought the Pygmalion effect to the forefront. But it's important to note that later attempts to replicate those exact results haven't been as successful. It seems like the effect may be more nuanced and complex.
So maybe not everyone's going to become a genius just because someone believes in them.
Right.
But it's still pretty wild to think that our expectations can have any effect at all.
Absolutely. Even if the effect isn't always huge or easily replicated, it still shows us something important.
Okay.
About how our beliefs influence reality. Think about it in the workplace. If a manager believes that an employee is capable, they're more likely to give them opportunities to excel and grow.
And that can lead to that cycle of positive reinforcement, where the employee's confidence in their performance just continues to improve.
Exactly. And then on the flip side, if a manager has low expectations, they might not give that employee challenging tasks or adequate support, leading to a self-fulfilling prophecy of underachievement.
That's kind of scary to think about. It makes you realize how much power our beliefs can actually have.
It really highlights how important it is to be mindful of the expectations we set, both for ourselves and others. There's this fascinating study on Israeli soldiers that demonstrates this perfectly.
Oh, tell me about it. I love a good military study.
Okay, so researchers told instructors that certain trainees had high leadership potential.
Okay.
Even though the selection was actually random.
And what happened?
Those trainees ended up outperforming their peers in leadership tasks.
Wow.
It really suggests that even subtle cues and expectations from authority figures can significantly influence performance.
That's incredible. So it's not just what we say directly, but our underlying beliefs can come through in our actions and affect those around us.
Exactly. And this isn't limited to classrooms or the military. It's even been observed in, of all places, nursing homes.
Nursing homes, really? What happened there?
Researchers found that patients tend to recover better when their caregivers have high expectations for their rehab.
That's so interesting. I wonder why that is.
Well, it could be that caregivers with higher expectations provide more encouragement, or more challenging therapy, or simply just a more optimistic and engaging environment. All of these factors could contribute to better patient outcomes.
It's wild to think that even in a setting focused on health and recovery, the power of expectations can still play such a significant role. So we've talked about the positive side of this effect. But is there like a negative counterpart? What happens when the expectations are low?
There is a flip side to the Pygmalion effect.
Okay.
It's called the Golem effect. And it suggests that low expectations can actually lead to decreased performance.
So if someone believes you're going to fail, you're more likely to actually fail.
That's the general idea. It's fascinating how our minds can internalize those negative expectations and create a reality that aligns with them.
It makes you wonder about the ethical implications of all of this. If we know that our expectations can have such a powerful impact, should we be trying to manipulate them in some way?
It's a tricky question. I mean, think about it this way. If we have the power to help someone reach their potential, by setting high expectations, is it our responsibility to do so?
I see how that could be a compelling argument. But on the other hand, couldn't that be seen as manipulative? Like, what if we're pushing someone towards something that they don't actually want?
Right. That's the other side of the coin. It's all about finding that balance between encouragement and respecting individual autonomy.
Yeah.
We can't force someone to achieve something that they aren't motivated to pursue.
Right. It's not about imposing our will on others, but about creating that environment where they feel supported and empowered to reach their full potential.
Absolutely.
It's a delicate dance for sure.
It is. And this brings us back to the importance of self-belief. If our beliefs about others can have such a significant impact, imagine the power of our beliefs about ourselves.
That's a powerful thought. If we're constantly telling ourselves that we're not good enough, are we kind of inadvertently creating that reality for ourselves?
It's definitely a possibility. There's actually a growing body of research on the role of self-efficacy, our belief in our own ability to succeed, and its impact on our actions and outcomes.
So if we believe we can achieve something, we're more likely to actually put in the effort and persevere even when things get tough.
Exactly. And on the other hand, if we doubt our abilities, we might give up easily or not even try it at all.
This makes me think about the power of positive self-talk. You know, if we can train ourselves to focus on our strengths and believe in our potential, could we actually improve our performance in different areas of life?
There's a lot of evidence to suggest that this is the case. Athletes, for example, often use visualization techniques where they imagine themselves performing successfully. And studies have shown that this can actually lead to real-world improvements.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. So it's not just wishful thinking. Our minds can actually create like a blueprint for success.
It seems that way. Our brains are incredibly powerful, and the more we understand about how they work, the more we can actually harness that power to achieve our goals.
This whole discussion has been so eye-opening. I'm starting to see the world in like a whole new light.
It's fascinating, isn't it? The more we delve into these psychological concepts, the more we realize how interconnected everything is. Our beliefs shape our action, our actions shape our reality, and then our reality reinforces our beliefs. It's a constant feedback loop.
And it seems like we have more control over that loop than we realize.
Exactly. By becoming aware of the power of our expectations for both ourselves and others, we can start to make conscious choices that lead to more positive outcomes.
So as we're wrapping up this deep dive into the Pygmalion and Gollum effects, what's the one key takeaway that you want our listeners to remember?
You know, I think the most important thing to remember is to just pay attention to the expectations you hold. For yourself and for others, they really do have more power than you might realize.
Yeah.
Whether it's the Pygmalion effect or the Gollum effect, our beliefs can subtly shape our actions and create those self-fulfilling prophecies.
That's a really great point to end on. It's like a reminder that we all have the power to influence our own reality and the reality of those around us. It's a responsibility we shouldn't take lightly.
Well said. By being mindful of our expectations and choosing to believe in ourselves and others, we can create a world where everyone has the opportunity to thrive.
And that's a world I think we all want to live in. Thanks for joining us today on this deep dive into the fascinating world of expectations.